Moose Jaw today. The Moose Jaw Warriors went into Game 2 of their Eastern Conference Final looking for some serious pushback after a tough loss to the Swift Current Broncos a night earlier. And while it took a period to come, once things got rolling, it was all systems go for the home team. The Warriors scored 6 goals in the second period, including 4 in a span of just over 5 minutes, before going on to a 7-2 victory in front of another sold-out Moose Jaw Events Center crowd. As a result, the best-of-7 series is now tied at a game apiece, with games 3 and 4 in Swift Current this Tuesday and Wednesday. "I thought we did a great job, and you could tell right from when they walked in the building this morning," said Warriors head coach Mark O'Leary. "Starting with our captain and goaltender, I thought they led the way tonight. We talk all the time about how bad things happen, but it's all about what you do next. We were able to get up quick and punch back." Warriors goaltender Jackson Unger was tested twice early, first on a 2-on-1 when he made a big pad save on Connor Geeky and seconds later when Caleb Weirestock dipsy doodled his way to the top of the crease and got off a shot in close. The Broncos had a handful of other solid scoring chances over the next 5 minutes, and a soft defensive play led to Connor Havidston walking in unopposed before finding Josh Filmon open in the slot. His quick one-timer along the ice would give Swift Current a 1-0 lead 8:35 into the game. Swift Current continued to win the vast majority of puck battles as the period progressed, including on the Warriors' first power play of the game when Moose Jaw had only a couple of scoring chances. The Broncos received their first power play with 3:13 to play in the period, but it would be the Warriors who took advantage. A turnover at the blue line sent Ethan Semeniuk in on a 2-on-1 with Braden Yeager, and the Pittsburgh Penguins' first-rounder would make no mistake after taking the feed, beating Reed Dyke with a shot glove side to tie the game with 2:19 remaining in the opening frame. Then the second period came, and all the pressure the Warriors had over the previous 4 periods finally paid off. Yeager gave the Warriors their first lead of the series 1:56 into the period, taking advantage of his team's second power play to stuff the puck in behind Dyke from behind the net. Only 39 seconds later, it was a 2-goal lead, thanks to Denton Matichuk breaking down the wing and getting off perfect hard-angle shot that beat Dyke blocker side. Moose Jaw then extended their lead to 4-1 with 4:36 gone in the period, with Jagger Furkus finishing off some brilliant puck movement by one-timing a shot home from the slot. The hits just kept coming, as Yeager then finished off his hat trick with 6:01 gone, taking a pass from Matichuk, circling the zone to find space and ripping home a shot top shelf. All told, the Warriors scored 4 goals in just over 5 minutes, and they weren't done yet. Martin Rysavy knocked down a high pass in front from Matichuk and got off a shot that Dyke appeared to make a miraculous glove save on, but a goal review gave the Warriors their 6th goal with 9:01 remaining. Only 1:40 later it was 7-1, with a Callum Parker point shot finding its way through traffic and into the back of the net. Matichuk picked up another assist, giving him 6 points in a period and a half of action. That was the end of the night for Game 1 hero Dyke, who was pulled in favor of Joey Rocha after allowing 7 goals on 26 shots in 32-40 of work. The Warriors had a bit of a scare when Furkus was hit in the back of the head with a shot late in the second period, but the WHL regular season scoring leader was no worse for wear after the game. Weirestock got one back shorthanded for the Broncos with 5:32 to play, but that's as close as they'd get, and the Warriors had their commanding win. Unger capped his night with 25 saves while Rocha was spectacular in his period of work as the Warriors pushed despite not playing their top 2 lines much of the frame, stopping 14 shots. Games 3 and 4 are now in Swift Current, with Game 5 back in Moose Jaw on Friday night. Puck drop is 7 p.m. for that contest, and be sure to keep an eye on Warriors' social media for when tickets go on sale, as another sellout is expected.